President Trump's agencies mobilize for deportations. By Warner Todd Houston on January 22, 2025. President Donald Trump is mobilizing the federal agencies he will need to launch his massive deportation plans. For instance, Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove sent out a memo on Tuesday to redirect Department of Justice resources to aid in the deportation campaign, according to Politico. Bove also directed U.S. attorneys to monitor state and local actors who resist, obstruct, or fail to comply with federal law and ordered prosecutions to be brought if local officials are caught breaking federal immigration laws. Federal law prohibits state and local actors from resisting, obstructing, and otherwise failing to comply with lawful immigration-related commands, Bove wrote in his memo, The Washington Post reported. The acting AG also provided for major shifts from Biden's charging process and moved to strengthen the way illegal aliens are charged with breaking U.S. laws. Bove, who served on Trump's legal defense team fighting the politically motivated charges he faced in New York City, is acting AG while his would-be boss, AG nominee Pam Bondi, continues to sit through the confirmation process in the U.S. Senate. Trump appointed Bove to serve as Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General as the number two man at the DOJ. The position does not require Senate confirmation. Bove's memo is not the only evidence of the new administration's efforts to realign federal agencies for the deportation work ahead. The DOJ also launched a new effort called the Sanctuary Cities Enforcement Working Group. The group aims to identify the state and local laws and practices that could threaten to impede immigration efforts. It will also track these laws and quickly work to challenge them in court if any state or local jurisdiction employs them to oppose the administration's efforts, according to the Associated Press. Trump also directed the removal of three top officers of the U.S. immigration court system to replace them with officials more in line with the president's deportation goals, according to the New York Times. Immigration judges oversee an essential part of the system, granting asylum to migrants whose claims pass muster and ordering the deportation of those whose cases do not, the paper added. The Trump administration also reversed a Biden ruling and informed Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, that they have the right to raid churches and schools to arrest illegal aliens, Axios reported. Criminals will no longer be able to hide in America's schools and churches to avoid arrest, the DHS announced on Trump's first full day in office. However, even as Trump and his appointees gear up the federal government to begin his deportation policy, Democrats are lining up to impede the effort despite the DOJ threats of prosecution. On Wednesday, for instance, the pro-illegal migrant mayor of New York City directed his police officials to send out emails and memos to New York Police Department officials warning them not to cooperate with ICE or Trump's deportation efforts. According to the Daily News, the emails and memos were sent out on Saturday by Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, who warned officers not to engage with ICE officials as they worked to round up and deport criminal illegals. Similarly, the Chicago Police Department reminded officers not to cooperate with ICE, Fox News reported on Monday. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.